Chapter 4. The Abandoned House. Megan looks at the old house and says,
"Look at the writing above the door. Home of Abigail Cross, October 31st, 1627 to September 22nd, 1692. Who is Abigail Cross? Look at the date, September 22nd, 1692. Do you remember the tombstones? Many of them have the same date."
"You're right," says Susan. "Let me look in my new book, Salem and the Witches of 1692.
After a few minutes, Susan says,
"Oh, no! Abigail Cross is a witch. Her name is in this book. I don't like this old house."
"Let's find another place for the party,"
says Kelly.
"You girls are silly. This is perfect,"
says Bill.
"Come on, follow me."
Bill is the first to enter the house. Nick and the girls follow. It is very cold inside. There is a big room with an old table, chairs, and a cupboard. On the wall there is an old portrait of a woman. She is wearing a long black dress. She has a red rose in her hand. Her eyes are dark and evil.
"This portrait is very old. There's a date at the bottom. It says June 1659.
Says Megan.
"It's probably a portrait of Abigail Cross,"
says Nick.
"She's looking at us and she's smiling,"
says Megan.
"What an evil smile,"
says Susan.
"Everything here is so old and scary,"
says Kelly.
"I like it,"
says Nick.
"We can make spooky decorations and light candles. I can bring my portable radio for music."
"First, we must clean this house. Then we can make the decorations,"
says Susan. Nick and Bill go to buy some cleaning products. The girls talk about the party.
"How many chairs are there?"
asks Kelly.
"There are 8 chairs,"
answers Megan.
"We must bring chairs from home. 15 of our friends are coming to the party,"
says Susan.
"I want to look at the old kitchen. I want to look at the other rooms,"
says Megan. She walks down a long corridor. She finds 3 rooms with some old furniture. Then she opens a small door and enters a dark bedroom. There is a sweet smell of roses. She sees a long black dress with small black buttons on a big bed. On the floor, she sees a pair of old black boots. They are wet. She looks outside the window. It is raining. She looks in an old mirror. Someone in the mirror is looking at her. Megan is afraid. She wants to leave the room, but her legs can't move. She wants to call Kelly and Susan, but she has no voice. Suddenly, Kelly calls her.
"Megan, what are you doing?"
Megan can't answer. Kelly and Susan run to the bedroom.
"Megan, what's happening?"
Megan's face is white. She points to the black dress and the wet boots. The girls are very surprised.
"Do you remember the old lady at the museum?"
Megan whispers.
"This is her dress, and those are her boots. Look, they're wet."
"Are you sure that old lady exists? Maybe it's your imagination,"
says Kelly. Megan is angry.
"It's not my imagination. This is Abigail Cross's house, and these are her clothes. Abigail Cross is here."
"Abigail Cross is dead."
"But her ghost isn't,"